investigate the refugee camp before, only due to a complete lack of ambition. I sent Kendo and a dozen men to secure the southern end of the pass through the Don de Preche, both to guarantee a favorable welcome for those coming down behind me and to help keep anyone from strolling off northward with news about where we were. I sent several small teams off to capture senior officers and officials before they could become organized. There was no real fixed, solid governmental structure here because the protector favored the rule of limited anarchy. It was obvious that these former Shadowlands, despite their proximity to the Glittering Plain, were no more than an afterthought to the powers in Taglios. The troubles in the region had been settled with a vengeance. The great general had won the reputation he had desired. There were few troops and no officials of any renown here now. It looked like a safe, remote province suitable for rusticating human embarrassments deemed not worth exterminating. Even so, region-wide, there were many more of them than there were of us, and we were out of battle practice ourselves. Brains, speed, and ferocity would have to sustain us till we gathered the whole clan and completed preparations to follow the road up the south side of the valley.
"So, now you've had your power fix, and you've got time to talk. How the hell are you, Sleepy?"
Goblin asked. He looked exhausted, worn to the bone from traveling, but still full of vinegar. It's nice to talk to somebody where I don't have to lean over backwards to look them in the eye.
"Walking the goddamn door talking that shit. I knew there was a reason I didn't miss you."
"You say the sweetest things. How's one eye?"
"Getting better. Having Goda here will hurry it up. But he's never going to be completely right. He's going to be slow and shaky and have spells where he'll have trouble remembering what he's doing. And he'll always have trouble communicating, especially when he's excited."
I nodded, took a deep breath, said, "And it's going to happen again, isn't it?"
"It could. It often does. It doesn't have to, though."
He rubbed his forehead.
"Headache. I need some sleep. You can drive yourself crazy trying to deal with something like this."
"If you need sleep, you'd better get it now. Things are starting to happen. We'll need you fresh when it gets exciting."
"I knew there was another reason I didn't miss you. You haven't been here long enough to blow your nose, and already people and things are flying all over, getting ready to beat each other in the head."
"It's my perky personality. Think I should visit One Eye?"
"Up to you. But he'll be heartbroken if you don't. He's probably already all bent out of shape because you came and saw me first."
I asked how to find One Eye and Left Goblin. I noted that refugee is not associated with the company we're sneaking out of the camp. There were signs of excitement over in the new town, too. Goda, Doge, and Swan were nearing the camp from the uphill side. Tobo lurked around them like an excited pup. I wondered where Swan would stand once the real excitement started. He would stay neutral as long as he could, probably.
"You look better than I expected," I told One Eye, who was actually doing something when I ducked into his tent.
"That spear? I thought you lost it ages ago." The weapon in question was an elaborately carved and decorated artifact of extreme magical potency that he had begun crafting back during the Siege of Jaeger.